I'm encouraged by the fact that it says the Lord himself, with his all, his omniscience, really, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have little strength. Isn't that encouraging? The Lord still wants to use, he loves to use the little things. And that, to me, is very encouraging. He used a little flour in the Old Testament. He used a little boy's lunch in feeding the 5,000. Time and time again, he uses the little things. And if he has somebody who is big, he makes them small so he can use them. Isn't that what he did with Paul? His name means popular. He changes his name to, Saul. His name means popular. He changes his name to Paul, which means little. So, but the Lord, if he wants to use us, and we want to be used by the Lord, it's we have to realize we're nothing, and he's everything, and he'll take what is little. And he says, you have little strength. You have little strength. I'm encouraged by the fact that when Paul had that thorn in his flesh, God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace, I will see you through it. Just continue to rely upon my grace. So he likes to use the little things. And then Eugene's already mentioned quite well the thought of, I've kept and have kept my word. You know, loyalty to the scriptures, not loyalty to my interpretation of the scriptures, but loyalty to the scriptures. How important this is. But I like the next part says, and have not denied my name. It's not only loyalty to the scriptures, which is paramount, but also loyalty to the Savior. You've kept my name. And when we think about keeping his name, what really does that mean? There's probably a lot of things we could say, but just to suggest perhaps a couple. The one thing, name in scripture often speaks of the character of the person. So when you haven't denied my name, you haven't denied my character. You're in keeping, your lives are in keeping with my character. How important that is in our everyday life. In other words, we've allowed, to put it in our New Testament context, we've allowed the Spirit of God to conform us into the image of Christ. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. All those ninefold fruit of the Spirit is simply making us more like the Lord Jesus. And in Romans chapter 8, we're reminded that that's God's ultimate purpose. But now, in this scene, he wants us to daily be conformed and be pliable in his hand so that he can conform us. So when we think about not denying his name, the thought is, at least one of the thoughts could be, that we bear his character in this scene. They were called Christians because it means little Christ, right? So they were Christ-like. They bore his character. So when we come to this, and then thinking about, too, that the name, not only does it refer to his character, but not denied his name. You know, it's a privilege. It's a tremendous privilege, I believe, to be gathered to no other name but to the name of Jesus Christ. We're saved by that name. That name is, there's no other name in heaven or on earth or under the, that we can be saved by. So how tremendous that that name is the name that now we desire to gather around. No other name, not the name brethren or any other name, but simply the name of Christ. So these are things that he brings out here, and I'm sure there's more to add to that, but how precious to know that God desires to use the little things. You have little strength, but that's enough because I'm in it. And you have kept my word. There's loyalty to the scriptures and loyalty to the Savior.
I think it's remarkable in verse 10 that he also credits them with keeping his command to persevere. We know from the end of Jude and from elsewhere where the perseverance of the saints comes from. It's not from us. it's the work of God. And that's the balance that needs to be seen. Oftentimes believers will look at one side or on the other side. We know that man is responsible, but we also know that God is sovereign. And he can do both of these things because he is God. Try to fit that into your head, it won't work. But we thank God that he is God. And so he can be three and one, and he can hold man responsible and yet be completely sovereign in his election. But isn't it wonderful, the gracious dealings of God, that he would credit us as believers with persevering? That's remarkable. And that's the way he is consistently. He credits us with righteousness that isn't our own. And we know that on the basis of justification, but we also, the dealings of him with us as a shepherd. He's the one who led us there, and he says, well done, you chose well. And are we that way toward our brethren? Do we credit them beyond what they deserve? I don't mean that we ignore their flaws, though Scripture says that we should be quick to overlook an offense. It doesn't mean that we ignore sin, but how quickly do we identify those sins and make it our focus? The Lord Jesus was very quick, and the Lord in his dealings is so quick to credit us with more than we deserve, and then in that way to win our hearts. May we be the same way.
I wondered if a brother might briefly explain, as we, gosh, we've got about 10 minutes or less, verse 9. Where he says, mentions the synagogue of Satan and causing them to come and bow down before their feet.
At the risk of all the gray hairs around me, we know that these assemblies carry on to the Lord's return, that is, to his rapture, to the rapture when he will take us. We know that those aren't the exact same, though they're often put together. We know from the Scripture that the haters of the Lord will pretend obedience to him. Every knee will bow to me, says the Lord, and every tongue shall confess to God. We read in 1 Thessalonians that he will be glorified in us, his assembly. We will be here when he comes to judge this world. He comes with clouds. And so those who have pretended to be his servants, and those who have pretended to be his true stewards, though they were really Shebna the scribe, they're going to acknowledge who the Lord is, and they're going to acknowledge those whom he loves at a future date.